It's the 420 Drug War News. From the organization Broken No More, this is their director, Denise Cullen.
Well, we do several things. Broken No More is an advocacy organization where we're trying to stop the drug war and to change punitive policies about drugs. We are working on reducing the stigma, which will enable us to do much more when people start thinking of people with addiction and substance use disorder, and even people who just use drugs as humans instead of as something other. And a big part of what we do is working with families and friends of people who have died from substance use or overdose. August 31st is the actual day for International Overdose Awareness, and every year we and other people that are interested in this issue across the world hold events. We are going to have a vigil and a rally to not only mourn and remember the people that we love that have died, but to bring awareness to the epidemic and to all of the failed policies to try to improve things, you know, for all of us, even those of us who have not been touched yet. The goal is to get people to understand the severity of this problem.
You lost your son, correct?
Right. My son, Jeff, was 27 years old when he died in 2008 of an overdose of morphine and Xanax after he had been released from jail. He had been there 4 months on a nonviolent drug charge, and he died 2 days later. And part of the reason these things are happening is this is a very common story. Out of treatment or out of jail, any period of sobriety, and your tolerance just is not the same. And when people use again, they often die. And they think they know what they're doing, and oftentimes they don't. But the issue is now we have naloxone availability, and we have Good Samaritan laws that can help prevent these needless deaths. But no one talks to people about this. The treatment centers, they don't seem to want to discuss it because maybe it looks like a failure on their part that they're expecting the person to go out and use. And the jails, I think the people in the jails just don't care. They should have an exit interview by a medical person who knows what they're talking about, a non-judgmental person that can educate them about overdose, about tolerance, about naloxone, you know, teaching their family and friends, you know, with literature or however they want to do that, to recognize an overdose so we can stop all these people from dying needlessly.
Please, your website.
It's broken-no-more.org. And the grieving part of what we do is Grasp Help. That's GraspHelp.org.
Dean Becker, DrugTruth.net.